The Loose Cannons podcast is a free-form discussion about film that contains mature language,
such as poop and titty,
and descriptions of mature situations,
such as filing taxes and raising children.
We do not have any concern for spoilers, so if you haven't seen the film or films we are discussing and don't want to have the twists ruined for you, please watch the film before listening to the podcast.
Hey everyone, another Loose Cannons podcast coming at you. Today we're going to be discussing 2013's The Garden of Words, directed by Makoto Shinkai. A short little anime film, clocking in at only 46 minutes. We got our regular crew today. This is Ruben. Say hello, Patrick.
Hey, this is Patrick.
Hi everyone, Basil here.
Hi everyone, this is Ilya.
All right, and this was Patrick's selection, so he's going to kick us off with a little plot description of the film.
All right, well, this film centers around a young man. I believe they say he's 15. His name is Takao, and he is a student who, on rainy mornings, doesn't go to class and instead goes to this little garden to draw. And during his visits there, he starts to meet this strange older woman who he sort of develops a friendship with. And throughout the film, we kind of find out more about him and the woman, and they develop a friendship. And towards the end of the movie, we find out more about her and who she is and what her relationship to Takao is. And her and Takao kind of sort of share their dreams and ambitions, and it's kind of a movie about, you know, two people connecting, not necessarily in a romantic way, but just in a sort of a general way, just connecting and having kind of a relationship.
Am I first?
That's basically mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Okay. I did not really like this movie very much at all. There were some, like, portions of the shots, like, certain shots I thought were interesting and kind of pretty sometimes, but I thought there was, like, sort of a weird lack of visual continuity where, like, some shots have, like, an almost, like, photorealistic quality to them. Like, they're so, like, hyper-detailed, and then others just look like a normal anime, and, like, I was like, how are these two shots, like, creating a coherent world? It just didn't feel like they fit together, and I didn't care about the story at all. Like, the plot, I don't know. I'll get into it once we get into it.
Yeah, I also didn't like it. Sorry, I kind of also felt like the visuals were kind of nice at times, but the ending kind of made me laugh in a way that like really badly. I had to laugh really hard, and it was really inappropriate. So I guess just didn't click. Yeah.
Apparently, this is the dog podcast. Everyone can hear that, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's the dog back there.
That's dog, yeah. Dog. That's out my window.
Okay. We had a podcast with licorice on it, but only briefly. Maybe this dog will be there the whole time. People can listen to it and be like, why did I listen to a dog bark for an hour?
Yeah, we should just play that How Much Is That Doggy in the Window song as the intro to this podcast.
I was straight middle of the road on this movie, but very willing to change my opinion because I felt like I didn't understand what was going on. But maybe I didn't understand what was going on because I assumed there was more than there was, in which case I'll give it a lower rating than I initially gave it. Or maybe I didn't understand what was going on because there was more than what I thought there was, in which case I'll give it a higher rating. But I also thought some moments were visually interesting, but I didn't, like I said, I sort of felt like I didn't know what was going on at certain points. And so I didn't know if I could exactly rate it. because it was pretty to look at, but I didn't really know what the filmmakers were saying, which could have just been because it was convoluted and bad, but I wanted to give it a little credit before I decided on that.
We'll help you figure out your opinion for you.
Thank you. That's you. You guys do that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Well,
being facetious, but at the same time,
yeah, it's the same for me.
Yeah. True to form, I want to talk about the ending first.
Did you like it, Patrick?
Did you like it?
I didn't like it at all. I thought the music was unbelievably overbearing, and I was just like,
oh, I did hate the music.
Just happened here. I thought it was gonna end kind of like quietly and have, you know, maybe something deeper to say, but it was just like, no, these two people need each other. They helped each other. Like, I think the older woman character actually says, "You saved me," or something like that. And I was like, "Oh, that's so stupid. What? You saved me from what? He helped you walk? I didn't really understand what her condition. She's supposed to have some sort of condition, and I didn't understand what it was. It was like she couldn't walk and."
They both had a condition, I thought, and I didn't understand either of their conditions.
I didn't understand it.
And their connection was conditionedness.
I did think it was kind of interesting that they were both really bad at things they love to do. And for some reason, I find that really charming when characters do that in movies. Like, that happens in Frances Ha also. Like, she's just really bad.
I knew that's the example you were going to give.
She's just really bad at something she loves to do. Mm. And so I think that's funny that when people keep doing something because they love doing it, even though they're really bad at it. And he's, you know, he wants to be a shoemaker, but he's really bad at making shoes. And so he just keeps doing it to try and get better. And she enjoys cooking, but she's also really bad at cooking. So I thought that was an interesting detail. But other than that, I was just like, there's not really anything here. Like, I don't really care that much about the characters. It's really hard to understand what exactly their motivations are and what the story is up until, you know, the very end of the movie, and then you're like, okay, this is the thing that's happening, but really, like, what is the point of all the stuff that happens up to that point? It doesn't really seem like, you know, the woman is a danger to herself or that she's gonna, you know, be harmed in some way if this guy doesn't help her. And he also doesn't seem like he really needs her affections that much because he goes, you know, months without seeing her.
Yeah, that dog just won't stop barking. It's fucking awesome.
I'm
sorry, Patrick. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
These stupid dogs. It's one of those little, like, yippy dogs that has, like, that like, the fucking
this
worst
bark. This is
going
to be bark. Our best podcast ever. You know it?
It has the worst bark in the history of dogs. it's like nature was cruel to you. You were born a dog, but you sound like, you know, shit as a dog. Like, you have the worst bark ever.
I was gonna say, she's sort of mysterious at first, and I was like, oh, why are we following this, like, dumb, like, 15-year-old who's really boring? This weird lady who's, like, drinking in the park at 10 in the morning seems way more interesting. But then when they get to her story, they, like, make it some, like, weird thing where, like, she got made fun of, and, like, the trauma from being made fun of as a teacher or something, like, caused her to have this condition where she
can't
walk
that at all.
Taste food. Like, the only thing she can taste is chocolate and beer. I was like, this is not a real condition. No one has the ability to walk and taste things.
If that is a real condition,
when he said, like,
I don't think that's a bad condition necessarily. Like, all I can eat is
when she was
alcohol and
when
chocolate.
She was talking to that guy about learning to taste. For a second, I was like, wait a second, is she a robot? I thought the movie was going to go in an entirely different direction.
That would have been more awesome if she had been a robot.
A robot that runs on beer and chocolate.
Yes. She would have been like Bender.
Yeah, that's how she
one thing that I started to like about the movie, but then I feel like I probably overread the movie, was, like, they kept talking about, like, how young looking their mom was. The 15-year-old guy has a brother and a mom. while living in an apartment together, and I thought it was like kind of like a funny commentary on anime and like the flattening of like, you know, women. Like women are either, you know, beautiful or old. Like that's yeah. it. Yeah. Like there's no process from them going like from being like a 22-year-old, like an 18 to 22-year-old, to being like a 60-year-old. You never see anyone in between those ages. And I thought that was like kind of a funny commentary on that. But then like all of the shots in school were like those super gross, like low to the ground shots where you were like almost looking up people's skirts all the time, and I was like, never mind. I have no idea why he made the mom young. It doesn't seem like he would think that far at all if he would just like show people's like skirts and legs like from a really gross angle.
Yeah. I wanted the movie to like just admit what it was about, like, because I wrote this as a note one time where I was just like, you can tell with like all the super fetishized like shots of feet that like he really wants this to be like sexy, but also like this restrained sort of sad romance where they can't ever actually like be together for some dumb reason. And I was just like, if this was just like a movie that was like about two weird gross people having like kind of icky like nasty sex that's like kind of horrible, I'd be like, oh, okay, at least like he's being honest about like what he wants to do, but instead of just like this cheesy music and like thinking that this is some like romance, because I was like, these characters are not good people. Like she wants to have sex with this 15-year-old and like has like a history of having sex with her students or something, and she's just like kind of a pedophile. And
I think
she have a history, or was that a lie?
I think that was a lie. I think that was the students made that up about her, because it, somebody says one of the girls' boyfriends falls in love with her, and so they start causing trouble. And I think the reason that she's leaving the school is because I think this is like a societal thing in Japan. Like you want to be polite and not cause trouble. And so that she's doing it out of goodness to the school board to like not cause trouble in their school and not, you know, continue having students, you know, acting that way towards her. And yeah, so and she's, that's why she's leaving.
When he finds out about that, his response is that really uncomfortable scene where he goes and hits that, like he goes into that room where all these kids are sitting around. And his thing is like to go over to this girl, ask her if whatever is her name, and then hit her in the face. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, that was so fucking weird. Like, that's, huh? You like, because they made fun of her, and now he's hitting this girl in the face, and then like, yeah, look at this fucking hero over here. Like, I was like, I don't watch a movie about those other kids now. Why am I still watching this movie with this fucking idiot in the middle of it?
Yeah, I felt like it played that moment like he was doing something brave.
Yes,
and I was just he's just being an idiot.
That was
like,
the worst part about the whole thing.
He's being a jerk to this person, like. He's not brave at all. I'm sorry I picked this movie, guys. It's not a good movie.
That's all right. We all picked it.
I'm glad I watched it. I don't know. But I like the way that Basil contextualized it. It sounds like an anime in the mood for love.
Right. Yeah.
Which to me is hilarious.
I did think some of the animation was very pretty. In particular, I love the shot of there's like a branch with leaves like hanging down right over the water, and it's kind of like dipping into the water slowly like that. I thought he had some really good animations of rain in this too, which, mm-hmm. you know, me and water, but
yeah.
I thought some of his animations look really crisp and cool. It should have just been a movie about, you know, just rain.
I also like that moment.
people standing in the rain.
Because that was my favorite thing. And then I watched Ruben's Vine of it earlier this morning. I was like, oh, this is what everyone likes about this movie, is this branch in the water.
Yeah, he should have, instead of making the anime In the Mood for Love, he should have made the anime Reagan.
Yeah.
Which is a movie that's just about rain.
I honestly felt like the best part of the movie is the part when they're standing in the rain on this outside, like in this on this staircase outside, and starts screaming at each other. Like the dude starts just yelling at her, just complete fucking nonsense.
That was one of the parts that I didn't get.
Just yelling at her.
Was anything that he talked about, was that referenced before, or was that the first time?
I think that's like
when she was like discouraging towards him. I was like, did that happen in the movie and I missed it?
I don't know. Like, I feel like he was screaming at her. Like, basically, this was like the what I felt was really going on was like the whoever the guy who did this movie was like raging against like himself, is like basically saying like, what why can't I like why can't I just make this movie about a pedophile lady and it'd be okay? Like, I just want to make this and it's not okay for some reason, and I really hate that's not okay. And like that, because that's what he's shouting basically. That's what he's saying. He's like, what, you don't even you want to love me but you probably can't for some stupid reason, right? And I'm like, yeah, well, no, not a stupid reason, a really good reason. and then she's like crying, she's just crying, and then she hugs him, and then loud pop music starts playing, and then and then the credits roll. I'm like, fucking hell, what just happened?
Did you watch the post-credit sequence,
yes,
though?
Yes, I did watch that sequence. I did. Because
I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I would have turned it off, but Basil warned me. I was like, done with thing. And he's like, did you watch the post-credit sequence? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. My initial reaction was just to be like, yuck, and then just be go away. But then, yeah, I also read that there was a post-credit sequence, which was, yeah, I guess.
I think the only reason I saw it was that I was like, the credits are starting and there's still 5 minutes of this movie left. That doesn't seem exactly right. But especially with torrents, they tend to like cut off the credits sometimes. So I was like, maybe there's more. I skipped ahead, though, just to check. I didn't sit through that.
You didn't sit through the credits?
I sat through the whole credits like a dummy.
I didn't. What is the post-credit sequence? I didn't see it.
It's a letter. Right?
Yeah, it's like winter and the snow, and he goes back to the park, and there's some letter. It's not good either. Like, it doesn't make it better. It's not like them having like weird sex, like I was hoping.
I like how we.
Well, they kind of had sex, like the scene where he's like putting the shoe on her foot. That was sex.
That's as close as it gets.
That was sex. It's like
that was some sexy time.
It's like in the Mood for Love when they're trapped in that room. And they can't have sex, and they're just trapped in that room for hours. It was sex, though.
Yeah.
People who enjoy feet will like this movie. Some very loving shots of her feet.
Yeah. Well, if you like feet that are also animated.
I
felt like this should have been a porno. Basil's right.
Should have been a foot porno.
It would have been a really good porno. So, I've got a question. So there was those shots where she was at the train station and then the train would go by. And I was like, I understood like the first day how she went to the train. And then she was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to where I'm supposed to go. I'm going to go to the park or whatever. But why did she keep doing that? Why did she keep going to the train and then choosing to miss her train? Like, what was going on there?
I feel like it was supposed to be, yeah. I feel like it was just supposed to be, like, every day she's really serious about going to work today, and then once she gets to the train, she's like, I can't do it. They should have, like, varied that. Like, maybe sometimes she gets on the train and just, like, rides it a couple stops and then gets off or something like that. But, like, having it just always be that the point that she gives up is... It's really weird. I agree.
Yeah, I guess I'll go and get my feet stared at by a 15-year-old instead.
She's only like 21, so and like
she's 27.
Be fine.
She's 27.
She's 27.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says.
I thought she was.
The movie.
I thought they said she was early 20s. No,
27.
No, she's 27 years old.
Never mind.
Teacher age. Hot for teacher. That would be great if that was the end credits sequence.
Oh God,
I
yeah.
Re-edit this movie.
Just a recreation of the Van Halen video. Just animated.
Does anyone have any idea what the title means?
No.
They learn to communicate to each other in this garden.
Yes,
I don't know.
They do.
It's stupid too. Is that what you said, Ilya?
Yeah, it's just stupid. I don't know.
Yeah. One of the notes that I wrote was that, like, she can't even, like, she's so literally helpless without men that she can't even, like, perform the functions that are usually attributed with women. Like, she can't cook and she can't, like, do very much in her apartment that she lives in. So it's just like, she is, like, completely helpless as a human being until he saves her, this like dumb kid who doesn't know anything. And I was like, this is the grossest romance I think I've ever seen.
Who was the guy that she talked to on the phone?
That was her ex-husband, yeah. Right? Or something.
Or was it? I thought that yeah, was the, it, I thought that was like the principal or somebody, because
yeah, it does not explain. She just calls a random dude. She's like, I need a man to make me feel okay.
That's the only scene that he's in, right?
But then she says
something
like...
That's the only scene that he's in. He's like, I think it's good that you're not going back to work. Yeah.
But then she says something like, remember when, like, after we broke up or whatever, that's the moment where I started lying, or that's when I started only never telling the truth anymore, and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it was. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. Me neither, really. I was... pretty grappling
combined,
with
the four
it.
Of us probably saw the whole movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I liked how we kind of said, oh yeah, but what about that scene at the end? And they're like, yeah, that was shit too. You know, like, because it was, like, I thought maybe someone was going to say something. I kind of liked it, but then like, no. It was just more of the same.
I liked what she...
Go ahead.
I liked when she was in the park and she was waiting for him, and then those like other two people like arrived, and like she was like, "Where is he?" And I'm like, "Other people come to the park, lady. It's the park.
It's not your park."
I thought it was so like the worst kind of writing that he like never even comes, like even once to check and see if she's there. He's just like, well. It's not raining, so she's probably not there, so I just won't even go, even though I care about her a lot.
Yeah. And like, and they
I didn't understand that. I thought that had something to do with his condition. If it wasn't raining, he could do something, but if it was raining, he could only go as far as the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I thought like, he was just like skipping school because he wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Was he in school? I thought it was summer. Or well, do they have... year-round school.
Well, no, first he was in school, and then, it goes on for a while, right? Like, it goes on for a significant amount of time, and, like, and then he says, like, we didn't know each other's names, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck were you talking about then this whole time? Like, it's like Last Tango in Paris, but without the sexiness. Like, what the fuck were you doing then?
Without the butter.
Like, Last
no
Tango
names.
And boring.
I don't want to hear any names. No names.
I'm going to make her an offer she can't refuse for shoes. Well, I think I like the movie more now.
Because of our discussion of it.
Yeah.
No, that's true. It's pretty funny.
I could definitely watch that last scene again and laugh really hard again. Like, that last scene sort of brings me joy. I would love to, like, just see someone's reaction who watches it completely outside of the rest of the movie's context. Just that scene without any of the context of the movie and see their reaction.
When he's screaming at her?
Yeah. It was like, whoa, this is one intense movie. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely thought there was, like, some wish fulfillment going on in there where, like, the director, writer, or whatever, someone was like, hey, that girl who broke up with me at some point, you missed out on all this person screaming at you.
This is for you. Oh, God,
This is for you.
Oh, God. Do you think, like, he just made this whole movie as, like, a revenge, sweet, sweet revenge on someone who, like, didn't Didn't really possibly. Like his shoes.
I think that that's definitely true of, like, the first two seasons storyline between Lily and Marshall and How I Met Your Mother. I completely agree with Bezel that someone just was, like, sticking it to their girlfriend or ex-wife or whatever who left them.
Yeah, from what I read on, like, Critiker and some other websites, like, apparently this is just, like, his MO. The director is just, like, these, like, weird maudlin, like, romance things are, like, just what he's into. So he's probably just, like, some dummy who, like, when he's 15, like, decided that women were the worst for not liking him and keeps making these sad romances about it.
I will say that I have seen, I know I put it on the list, I have seen Voices of a Distant Star, which he also directed, and I wanted to rewatch it because I thought maybe that I would like it, but after seeing this, I'm almost certain that I won't. That was, and I remember when I watched it was like the point in my life where I would say that I was probably most aligned with the viewpoint that you're talking about, Bezel, where I was just like a dummy who was angry. And
did you like it then?
I remember.
It's okay if you did.
I don't.
We've all been dummies who were angry.
No, I understand that.
For like, maybe Ilya.
I don't think that I really did. Honestly, like I didn't remember a lot of it, and so I remember like thinking the premise was really interesting sounding when I watched it, and then watching it and being like, the movie itself is just kind of boring. Yeah. Like it takes way too long, and it's a very short.
Too maudlin for even young Patrick.
Yeah.
People who are angry at their ex-girlfriends just should make movies about it. You know, like, just be angry for a bit and don't annoy your friends too much, and then hopefully it'll end at some point. You know, like, don't make a fucking movie out of that. Don't glorify it that way. It's really bad.
Well, they're so boring because they only have one thing to talk about it, and they only have one way in which to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not like they even have, like, an interesting, nuanced idea of, like, their situation.
Yeah.
Because if you think about that situation in any way other than that one way, then you know you'll realize how stupid it is, and you won't make that movie.
I mean, I'm sort of, I guess, in some way, like the energy that it takes to make a movie is like a lot of energy, especially an animated movie, which you have to draw everything.
Yes.
Like if you really subsist on a steady diet of resent towards your ex-girlfriend, and that's the only thing that drives you, I mean, you know, fella, there's like, you're going places once you just get that stuff out of your head, you know. Like maybe if you get like, if he's like, I respect that sort of energy, but it's just not the good. The fuel is the wrong fuel, you know. Like get some other fuel.
Just like a cycle of being really upset and like drawing, and then like getting turned on by the feet you're drawing and masturbating and then going to sleep and then waking up angry again.
I think this is why anime has such an appeal for young men.
Mm. For young just psycho men.
In general, I would say.
For sure.
Hey, the dog stopped barking.
Yeah.
All of our hilarious
comedy. Yeah, a while ago.
Finally got tired of that stupid dog.
Or it was placated by our joyous laughter at this terrible movie. Also, I don't know if he really had a medical condition. I think he was just bad at school.
I think he was just I think he was just bullshitting. Like I think he was just like, oh, I've got a condition.
Yeah.
I can't ride the train when it's
the worst like, part about it is that like his whole like he was like doing everything, like he was cooking and cleaning and working like 3,000 different jobs at the same time. Cause and that was like meant to be say like, hey, this is a good kid, you know? Like it's a good kid. And like fuck you. Like, there are a lot of people working, like, lots of different jobs and, like, doing stuff, and, like, they're not fucking creepy assholes with who desire older people and are really shitty to them then about it, you know? Like, that's like, why, you know, like, I feel like that's such an easy way to, like, make someone into a positive character. It's like, yeah, give them way too many jobs and make them
precocious.
Yeah, pet the job moment, yeah.
Yeah, pet the job
moment. They have something they're passionate about. They're a good person.
Like, that's, you know...
That's seriously, like, when I talk about screenplays with my friends, like, when we read each other's screenplays, and I'm... That is a trick to, like, make somebody more sympathetic, is to, like, give them something they're passionate about. Because if you see somebody who's passionate about something, like, you automatically kind of have a little bit of sympathy for them, because you're like, okay, well, they have this thing that they're really into, and they're really, like, I don't know what it is, like, passion just...
like, I don't know, stamp collecting?
Yeah. Or something. It's like, oh, here's the thing that they do. And so audiences will let you get away with making a really shitty person if you give them something to hold on to. Which is thing. It's just not something that I enjoy in movies, but, you know.
Well, you kind of just boil down one person's character to this one thing. It's like, well.
Yeah. But,
you know, or like their positive attributes is one thing. And it's
almost always artistic, because it's people who are artistic who are making these movies. No one's ever, like, really passionate about, like, cleaning their house or anything. Like, no one's ever passionate about, you know, building, I don't know.
Building a bridge.
That's artistic, too.
Yeah, a little bit artistic.
Or
like shoveling manure. Like, nobody's
passionate about, like, customer service. You don't, like, find, like, someone who's, like, someone who loves customer service in a movie is always, like, the butt of the joke.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
Whereas, like, someone who's like waiting that. Just to, like, work their crappy poetry career is, like, a hero.
Yeah. I did like that part in Office Space, that, like, when he finds what's rewarding, it's, like, construction work. It's not, like, something like this artistic endeavor. He's like, oh, I shouldn't have been sitting in an office. I should have been building stuff. This is what I like to do.
Yeah. Though I feel like in some way I'm kind of afraid that, like, it's also ironic, like, that's not really, like, oh, working outside, getting exercise, this is good. And, like, I'm really hoping that he's not doing that, like, ironically, because I was like, yeah, that's actually kind of cool that's what he decides to do and is happy about it. That would be nice.
No, I feel like the way that movie ends, I don't think Mike Judge is being ironic. If anything, I feel like it points to his Yeah, there's a little bit conservative about that angle, that he's like, remember when America used to build things?
Yeah. Frank Sabatka,
Hank Hill.
Boy, I tell you what.
Boy, I tell you, Tom Landry, Cowboys.
But I still think that that's Bobby? Better than the continued, like, valorization of doing creative stuff as, like, the calling you've been missing.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I feel like this movie is another horrible example of, like, quirkiness as a thing to overcome, like, social anxiety or whatever. Like, you don't function normally with people, so you develop some kind of fucking crazy fucking quirk that is somehow supposed to be charming. And that, like, that just always reminds me of movies like Amelie and The Chungking Express and whatever. That just
reminds
make
me of
that...
Garden State is what it reminds me of. Ugh.
Yeah, and that's, like, you know, don't... That's not a cool thing. Don't be like a constructed weirdo. Be a real weirdo, you know? That's just strange when you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pick a thing, and that's gonna be this weird thing to separate me from the masses of people. That's so weird in a bad
way. I'm glad that today will be always remembered as the day in which all of you liked Black Book and I did not like it, and all of you hated Garden of Our Words and I tolerated it. So I'm on the wrong side of the fence both times.
And you also got the title of the movie wrong again.
I said the Garden of Words.
You said
Garden of Our Words. That's all good. I feel like there's a lot of combinations that are still, that have yet to be explored with our dynamic.
My title is better than that one.
It is, honestly, yeah. It's better than the one that they came up with. It still makes a little bit more sense than the original title does, which is no sense. Our Words actually personalizes it to the characters, so there you go. It's a better title. I'll go with that.
I gave it 2.5 stars, which means nice. I did not regret watching it.
Mm. I was going to give it 1 star until that monologue. Yeah.
If it had been 2.5 hours, I probably would have liked it less than Black Book.
Yeah.
But
at least it was...
I liked the first 45 minutes of Black Book more than this movie.
You liked its narrative economy.
At the very least, it's brief.
I was in and out. I was like, all right.
Brevity goes a long way.
Yeah. Like, it's... this will probably make Basil a bit sad, but the silent comedies or whatever that I watch that are like 30 to 60 minutes, they have to be real bad for me to want to give them a rating less than 2 stars. Like, I have to really dislike them because, like, I'm just done. It's, you know, it's like, all right. Like, 40 minutes, someone fell over a bunch of times. All right, I'm good.
I mean, I agree. That's why I've been watching a bunch of Charlie Chaplin shorts as opposed to, like, one of his longer movies. I'm like, I could watch like 4 of these in the amount of time it would take to watch City Lights or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so. Man. I just like somebody fell over a bunch of times as a description for the plot of a silent movie. whoops.
As a description of an entire
it's not
genre.
Not that far off.
There's just lots of banana peels.
And also like the fact that I thought like a lot of it was really pretty, like the style disconjunction or whatever Basil would call it didn't really bother me. I liked both the anime look and the more naturalistic pretty look.
Yeah, I did.
So, you know,
I watched it in sweet.
I liked looking at it
HD, and it did look pretty good, and that's sweet HD.
Yeah,
so,
it's a very pretty movie.
Yeah, no.
And I definitely didn't feel as acerbic about it as you guys did. Like, I don't, you know, I think it's really funny and I enjoyed all of your commentary, but I don't think the movie goes as far as, like, you guys made it, which is, like, basically into MRA Reddit, like, type dude material, like, angry nerd, like, the bane of existence. I guess it hints at that, but to me it was, I don't know, I guess I like that it was kind of non-sexual, actually.
that is the one thing I will say for it. At least there wasn't like a thing where they're like, you know, he really wants to hook up with her or whatever. Like, he does say that he's in love with her, but then he immediately is just like, he's like, okay, it's like, whatever, I'll just leave. You know, it's not like he's like sitting there trying to convince her of anything.
Well, I mean, for me, I feel like they both, I mean, people want to have sex with each other. Yeah. That's just like things that they want to do. And like, it's clear that they both are like super into each other. And like that the movie's totally okay with like their age difference and like everything about this relationship. And the fact that it holds back is just like, it seems arbitrary to make it seem more romantic, which is the reason that I complain about it. I don't think that, like, you know, I would say that for all movies, like, where's the fucking, but...
You're like the old lady from those Wendy's commercials. Like, you pop up in the middle of a movie and you're like, where's the fuck?
Just in this case, that I thought that like holding back made it even more gross and like less honest about what it was actually.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, you could be a
it makes sense, but I just didn't pick up on that. I guess
you can be like, a 15-year-old and want to fuck a 40-year-old, and the 40-year-old can be like, "Huh, that's cute," you know, yeah, but no, and that's it, you know, and not make a Tolstoy Tolstoy-like romance out of it, you know.
Yeah, it could have been because I wasn't paying as careful attention, but I didn't pick up on the romantic elements as much as you guys did, which is probably why it didn't bother me as much, is that it felt like, I don't know, a transitionary romance in a way, like, non-sexual, like the same way, like, young girls feel about Justin Bieber or the Backstreet Boys when they're, like, 11 or something, that they're, like, in love with someone who's older, but also, like, kind of non-threatening in a way, and, like... I guess I'm okay with that idea. I'm a lot more okay with it than, like, you know, American Pie-isms or whatever, where guys are, like, masturbating to, like, their hot teacher, like, when they get back home, like, having daydreams about her or something.
For sure. But, so. Yeah, I mean, I think that that, I don't know, like, I think that if it had been more one-sided and just, like, as this sort of fleeting thing that he had, but that, like, he helped her, like, in this way that makes was, sense. Like,
he saved
astronomically
her.
Larger than, like, like, she helped him, like, kind of get better at making shoes, but, like, he helped her learn to walk again or whatever he did.
She says, I don't understand, like, how did she get there if she can't walk? I don't...
Get a grip, lady.
I didn't understand
she can walk with shoes, but not without shoes?
I guess. I don't... What kind of a condition is that?
He wanted to make her shoes that would not very ruin strange. Her feet. Or, I don't know.
I guess. But she already had shoes that didn't ruin her feet. Sense. I don't... It doesn't make any sense. And...
Makes no sense.
It... I don't know. This movie...
I feel like all of us missed, like, one line somewhere.
I feel like there's, like, a
weird,
scene
like,
missing.
No
from...
shoe. Like...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we all watched can cause you not to like, be able to walk.
We all watched the version
I'm imagining
with
like
the
this
scene
one
missing.
Really frustrated anime nerd like listening to our podcast. It's like, wow, someone talked about the Garden of Words. I'm gonna listen to that. And, like, the whole time they're like, you missed it.
God,
like,
you idiots.
It explains everything. And they're just
idiots.
Like screaming.
I hope we get some angry emails. I hope we get any emails from anyone.
We should tell people to send us emails.
I'm sick of Adam's emails.
Adam complains about us a lot.
Yeah, he complains about everything
we
do.
He's a jerk. I know you're gonna listen to this, Adam.
There's your shout out, Adam.
I'm gonna beat you in the movie draft, by the way, Adam. Just be prepared for it. This will probably come out. This will probably come out right around the time that I'm going to beat him.
Oh man, I don't know. I can usually crank these out pretty fast. I'm having trouble with the canon ones because I have to go in and like cut out huge sections and replace other sections. So I'm usually pretty fast with the normal one movie.
Yeah. Are we still podcasting? We are, right?
We can wrap it up.
I like it.
Even,
I like those moments.
I can no longer
when I can't even tell if we're
movie.
Still recording or not. Those are the moments I really enjoy.
I can't attempt to defend this movie anymore. I mean, what you guys say makes sense, but I'm, if anything, I'm just too lazy to go back and re-shift it in my rankings.
Well, no, it's fine.
It's more fun if at least someone tries to defend a movie, at least. You know,
I'm not like excited about defending it. My feeling is that I don't regret watching it. That's my feeling. Yeah. So like, I would never recommend it to anybody. I didn't think it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I wish I hadn't read the plot description beforehand. Like, I saw a brief one a bit when I was trying to decide what to vote on, and I was like, oh, that sounds awful. And then it won, and I was like, ah, fuck.
I think my method was the best, and I'm going to do it every time that Patrick nominates all animated movies, which is I just Google image searched each one, and I just chose based on the coolest looking image, like top row of images.
Mine was a
mixture of that and brevity, actually. Like, the running time was also a part of it.
I picked some short ones for you guys on you the did. List that time. I was you like, did. Here's one that's 25 minutes, there's one that's like 45, here's, you know. Ruben, could you link me that list of animated films? It was like the Harvard animated film studies program or something like that, because I wanted to pick some off of there, but I can't
I didn't save it, so I would just be going back through the Facebook group. That's where I put it. So if you just go scroll through the Facebook group, you should be able to find it, because I don't have it saved anywhere.
Was it a comment or was it an actual post?
It was a list that somebody made on Letterboxd.
No, I saw that, but I mean, like, where you posted it. Was it, did you link it in
the comment? It was a post, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Also, if you just Google Harvard animated films, it comes up with a big list of, like...
Does it come up? Okay.
I just want to say that this is the Googling phase of the podcast right now.
Coming soon.
You can also
look
up Timeout's Top 100 Films.
Googling / Facebooking phase of the podcast has now arrived.
Timeout's Top 100 Animated Films, like, it has, like, a bunch of stuff that, you know, you'll know and possibly disagree with, but also had a bunch of stuff that I had never heard of.
I think I've seen that one. Is that the one that has My Neighbor Totoro at number one?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm sure it was all Hayao Miyazaki and Pixar in the top 10.
Probably, yeah.
But then it also had stuff I never heard of, like The King and the Mockingbird.
I was attempting
to make...
The
Harvard list has two different Stan Brakhage movies, and neither of them are ones I like that much.
We're gonna do a Wallace and Gromit movie next time.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not.
You hate Wallace and Gromit, Ruben?
Did we ever decide on the rules for blackballing stuff?
You can't blackball all five movies.
You hate Wallace and Gromit that much. Wow.
Oh, I'm busy this week. I guess you'll have to get a guest host.
I guess that's to do it without Ruben. Who doesn't watch a Wallace and Gromit movie?
I don't hate Wallace and Gromit. I just think it's, like, extremely boring for, like, how well-praised it is. Like, it's usually, like, one to five jokes stretched out for an hour. Of, like, awkward, like,
Yeah, well, the awkward is, like, that's exactly it. That's definitely
that's
it.
That's the gold.
It's like Doctor Who without the sci-fi.
I remember really...
It has sci-fi. What are you talking about, Ruben? It totally has sci-fi.
I guess that's true.
It's got a penguin that wears pants and he robs a bank.
The moon is made of cheese.
Don't get more sci-fi than that.
All right. Winsleydale. okay. Well,
I'm going to wrap it up.
Yeah. We've talked for longer than the movie is.
Has anything else to say about this terrible movie?
Wrap it up tight.
That I'm going to give a better rating than it deserves to, just so that I don't have to go back through my stuff and shift where it is in my lists.
So much of what we do can be explained by laziness.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast and give it 5 stars, like it, whatever is possible. And, thanks for listening.
We promise to have more animals on our podcast in the future.
Yeah, I was just saying, and visit our website. It's loosecannons.net. Oh, yeah.
Visit our website, loosecannons.net, for access to our podcast, as well as some of our writings.
Oh, yeah.
We need to put more writings up there.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.